So last night, Dez Bryant goes berserk on Twitter, taking shots at everybody. So what prompted this? Why did Dez decide to call Sean Lee a snake and to call Jones, Jerry Jones, clueless? Well, Stephen Jones was on Sirius XM NFL yesterday and had some thoughts, and these are the comments here that set Dez off.
He's working on his game. He's worked on his accuracy. I think he's got to trust the system, which I think at times last year there was pressure with Dez in his ear, to some degree Jason in his ear. Those great players want balls. And I think if he can get back to what we did the year before, where we run the football consistently with Zeke and that great offensive line we have, and let him really trust the system, work through his reads, which I think he'll do, not that he didn't play good last year, but I think he'll have the type of year he had the year before, if not better. And I just think if he'll step up and really trust and have the patience to work through those things, and then as he's really been good at his whole career, whether it's Mississippi State or us, protect the football. I mean, let's don't beat ourselves.
And so those obviously comments on Dak. Now, in there, just briefly, for half a second.
98% about Dak in there, 1% mentioned Witten, 1% mentioned Dez.
And so what SiriusXM NFL did was tweet an edited version of the quote from Stephen Jones.
Was it edited?
It was.
Or was this a clickbait? Was this a make sure that Dez is going to see this and we're going to get traction on this?
So they tweet out Stephen Jones' comment, leaving out that he also included Jason Witten being in Dak's ear, and made it look like it was just Dez constantly in Dak's ear, and now that Dez isn't here, that Dak would be better.
Well, I can read you the original tweet.
Okay.
Dak is working on his game and accuracy. He has to trust the system. I think that was tough last year with at Dez Bryant in his ear. I think he'll have the year he had last year, if not better. That, even if that's the exact same words that were on the clip that we played, the way that they framed it, the way they positioned it, they absolutely know what they were trying to do. They were trying to draw Dez off sides, and they were trying to get clicks on their little Twitter.
Yep.
And you can tell that they kind of messed up here. Well, it worked, but they have since pulled down the tweet. You cannot find it anymore. I just happen to have it still bookmarked. They deleted the tweet, and I don't know where that comes from. I don't know if that's editorial decision by them or if that's somebody in the NFL intervening. I'm not sure how important really it is or why they felt compelled to take it down.
Yeah, I think
I'm curious about that.
It's interesting that they took it down and the way that they went about that. And obviously, Dez saw that on Twitter and decided to go berserk and take shots at everybody possibly involved. When you hear it in context, the actual comment that Stephen made, I mean, he chuckled when he said it. Like, to me, I don't know. I don't know why Dez is making this all about him.
Well, what happened was...
the Cowboys can't leave me alone. They keep taking shots at me.
All Stephen did was basically point out that receivers want the ball. Like, good number one receivers want you to throw the ball, and you've got them in your ear. I've been all over Stephen since the season ended, the way that he handled the Dez situation. I always thought that he was making it very clear and that he was openly turning public opinion against him, which I did not like at all. I mean, if you don't want to bring the guy back, he's done enough for the organization. I know you don't owe anybody any favors, but the Cowboys of all organizations are ones that seem to treat their players with respect for the most part. Don't start yelling at me about the anthem stuff. That's a completely separate issue. That is very complicated. But for the most part, former players will tell you that being with the organization, you're treated very well. Even if you have success there and you go on other places and you come back, you're welcome. And the way that they've treated Dez, trying to get him out the door, trying to whatever they were trying to do, I never liked it. But what Stephen said here, this was not worthy of any type of blow-up. This was not anything serious, I don't think.
And so Stephen, as you might imagine, addressed these when he was cornered by reporters following practice yesterday out in Oxnard. And here is the exchange with those guys.
Everybody knows what I think of Dez, how much I appreciate Dez. I don't think my full quote was in there. I was referring to Dez and Witten in terms of two guys who want the ball.
and that's what made him great, and certainly in no way intended to be negative.
Is there a need to communicate with Dez Bryant?
Oh, no. He knows what we think of him. I mean, obviously, these are tough times, you know, in terms of, you know, how this has turned out. And no, Dez is thinking about his future, and certainly not easy on anybody. But no one knows more about what I think of Dez than me, and it certainly wasn't intended to be negative.
He is of the view, and has been for a long time, that there's guys in the locker room that betrayed him.
I can't speak to that. I can speak to myself, which is, I think, the world of Dez.
Can you speak to the idea that maybe the people in charge asked players for their opinions, and maybe
No, I'm not going to get into any of that. Any other questions?
Can you statement so that it is a little bit clearer maybe?
No, I thought I did. You know, you got great players like Dez and Witten. They want the ball. And everybody sees it. It's on every team. The great players, the great receivers, the guys who catch the ball want the ball. I mean, they let their quarterbacks know that sometimes. And I was a quarterback. I understand that. But certainly in no way was it intended to be negative.
How much do you think Dez's reaction today, even though it wasn't necessarily your fault, maybe not in some people's eyes his fault, will affect his future? Do teams already know him, so they know him?
Dez is a competitor. I mean, he is a fierce competitor. And if anything, I hope it helps him. I mean, he just wants to compete. He wants to show what he can do. And he's done a great job for the Cowboys for 8 years. And I have nothing but tremendous respect for Dez.
He says some things about...
He hasn't found a team yet.
You know, I don't know all the details. It's my understanding he's had opportunities, and he's just weighing his opportunities. And, you know, when he decides what he wants to do, I'm sure he'll make that decision with the people who are advising him.
Will this be distracting for the players at all? You guys have been focused so much on moving forward.
I don't think so. Guys will handle this and move on.
So there it is, the exchange. You hear that. Dez, not only in this conversation, he doesn't actually go after Steven, I don't think, as much. Because somebody tweeted him and said, Steven Jones is clueless. Dez's response was, he's not clueless. Jerry was the only one who was clueless. Stuff was planned to get me out. Ask Travis and my brother, Snake Lee. I mean, Sean Lee. Call Sean Lee a snake. And it basically in that one tweet right there alludes to that he believes the Garrett guys that he mentioned originally, that Travis Frederick and Sean Lee had something to do with the fact that Dez Bryant is no longer in Dallas.
It's such a back and forth here because out the door, whenever the original cut happened, Dez basically said the only person he trusted was Jerry and that he had still had respect for Jerry and he knows it's a business and blah, blah, blah. And then he's saying that Jerry's clueless. I don't know what exactly changed between then and now because ultimately Dez has to know that he's not getting kicked off the team if Jerry doesn't give the approval. I mean, Jerry is the ultimate trump card if he wants to be. He can veto the decisions of others if he chooses so he was on board ultimately, I would have to imagine, on some level with Dez leaving, and he's done a complete 180 on that, calling Sean Lee a snake. I mean, it's like Dez doesn't understand relationships sometimes. He's kind of Terrell Owens where he has this huge fan base. I mean, Dez is a universally liked football player, I think, for the most part. Like, he's on all of the Sunday night football, Monday night football montages, and he's always featured in that stuff, and I like his personality. Like, I like that he's willing to go out there and talk and just chat with people, and he gets people going, but he feels like everybody's against him, you know? Like, he can't tell who his friends are and who his enemies are. Sean Lee was never Dez Bryant's enemy. Sean Lee's job is not to be friends with Dez Bryant. It's to push him.
It's to lead.
And to show him that, look, if you live up to your expectations, we can be ridiculously good. But the only way you reach those expectations is if you kill yourself in the workouts, kill yourself in the offseason. And that's what we're all trying to do here. Sean Lee pushing you to be better and getting in your face. I don't understand why he can't differentiate that.
He wants it done. He wants things done his way, and if it's not done exactly the way he thinks it should be done, then it's wrong. And he is showing through these series of tweets and his comments the exact reason why Travis Frederick and Sean Lee maybe did stand up and said, you know what, yeah, it may be time to move on from Dez. Because we don't want to deal with this crap anymore. 855-787-1033. If you have comments on Dez Bryant and his attacks, his calling Sean Lee a snake, calling out Travis Frederick, saying Jerry Jones is clueless.
Part of this, though, too, are you going to play something here?
Yeah, I was going to play the Sean Lee response.
Go ahead and play it.
Because this is Sean Lee after being called a snake by Dez Bryant.
First thing to say that I can get anybody off the team and having input on the roster is absurd. Second thing, I love Dez and I want the best for him. You know, to be honest, we did butt heads because I wanted Dez to be more accountable to this team and his teammates. And to be honest with you, a lot of the team felt that way. I think he needs to look at himself and hold himself accountable.
Fair.
I've described Dez like this before, but I'll say it again. Dez is the friend in your group of friends that like everybody likes, and he's cool when he hangs out, but then he has like a couple beers, and then he takes his shirt off, and he's trying to fight somebody, and it's just like, man, if you could just throttle it down like two clicks, you would be perfectly in the sweet spot, but he just can't seem to dial it down permanently.
Yeah.
He's always got that next level where something is going to set him off. And but let me say, I really don't think the way that we've been describing what he's done on Twitter here, tirade, you know, just the rants that he's going on, it really hasn't been in that tone, I don't believe. I think that he's been fairly even here. I think he still has a little bit of bitterness toward some of his teammates, toward the organization, because he had a good thing going there. I think he really liked playing for the Cowboys. And I think he wanted to continue playing for the Cowboys, right, and it wasn't in the cards. He's going to have to figure something else out. I think he was very comfortable in his routine, but I don't see anything on here on his Twitter feed where he's just being outrageously just out of control.
No, but to me,
misrepresent it.
Well, and I don't know if you can misrepresent it, because the stuff that him addressing and tweeting back and forth and just being all over that. Yeah, that's his prerogative. If he wants to do that, fine. To me, I'd be kind of like, whatever. I mean, I'm done with that organization. Whatever they say about me doesn't affect me. I'm not a part of that anymore. I'm moving forward, and I'm going to prove to them that they've made a mistake. Rather than address them, calling out guys, calling Sean Lee a snake, throwing Travis Frederick's name out there, calling Jerry Jones, who made Dez Bryant a multimillionaire, clueless.
I think Sean Lee and Travis Frederick, I think that's where he crossed the line.
Well, and I wonder how other clubs are going to look at that. It's like, okay, we're bringing in a guy who's willing to throw
a guy like Sean Lee under the bus.
Yeah. Especially when you're hoping to get signed somewhere. And eventually somebody's going to sign him.